addition to being the breadbasket of the world, we're also well on our way to helping to be the filling station of the world thanks to our increased production of ethanol. There's no question that ethanol is growing in terms of popularity, and plants now dot the landscape, and biofuels research is a growing business in Kansas and states around the country. But even that increase in production and technology breakthroughs can't come soon enough, because America faces a very real and very serious challenge. There's an old saying that a butterfly flapping its wings in China can lead to a thunderstorm in the Midwest. Whether that's true or not, we certainly are seeing that kind of reverberation in the global oil markets, and just this week in the domestic oil market. Recent challenges with our own Alaska pipeline, unrest in the Middle East, nationalist ambitions in Venezuela, attacks on oil workers in Nigeria, a pipeline leak in Russia, any one of these can cause an increase in the price of a barrel of oil. And recently, every one of them has. America is still importing 60% of the oil that we use each and every day. So we are dependent on that imported oil. Our nation, our economy, our very way of life are affected on a daily basis by events on the other side of the world, events which we can't control. And we're now linked to those countries by a string of pipelines and supertankers. America's security and prosperity are chained increasingly to unstable and uncontrolled sources of energy. So our energy challenge is really to break those chains, freeing ourselves from the dependence on foreign oil and charting a new path for our nation. It's a path we'll drive in cars and trucks powered by ethanol and other biofuels. I'm proud to serve this year as chair of the Governor's Ethanol Coalition. The coalition is a group of governors from 35 states and now representatives from five foreign nations who are working to expand the ethanol market across the nation. We're lobbying Congress on a regular basis, urging its members to focus on incentives for producing ethanol, as well as to continue support and increase support for research and development to make the big breakthroughs that will help our nation meet the energy challenge. We're working with automakers on increasing their production of flexible fuel vehicles, while at the same time promoting availability of biofuels at the pump. Through the Governor's Ethanol Coalition, we're working on a variety of ways to expand the production of ethanol, and our member governors are also testing new ways to make it easier for drivers to fuel up on biofuels. Those ideas are having a very real impact across the nation. You'll hear a little later from Governor Blunt, who recently signed a renewable fuel standard requiring the use of ethanol in all gas sold in Missouri. In Tennessee, another coalition member, Governor Bredesen, is working with businesses to expand the number of E85 pumps in the state by paying 80% of the infrastructure cost of offering those fuels. Those innovative ideas and others can be promoted around the country, and that's why the information sharing that takes place through the GEC is so valuable. We want to spread best practices and successful strategies. Now, it's fitting for a Kansan to serve as chair because while we're not the first in ethanol production, we certainly have made great strides recently to move up in the rankings. Just a few days ago, I was in Liberal, Kansas, in the southwest corner of our state, for a new 100-million-gallon plant coming online. And in January, we'll have doubled our state's ethanol production in just the last 4 years. So if any of you out there are looking for a place to locate your new facility, talk to me. We'd be interested in talking about an arrangement. But our increase in production is dwarfed by the 600% increase we've had in the use of ethanol in Kansas in the past year. Now, ethanol promotion isn't something new to the Sunflower State. leaders from our state have been leaders of the biofuels industry for decades. Former Kansas Senator Bob Dole was a key proponent during his almost 27 years in the Senate of use and production of ethanol. He was among the earliest to realize the importance to the United States. And these days, he's continuing that important mission in a bipartisan partnership with former Senator Tom Daschle, who you'll hear from later this afternoon. They've come together on this critical work because they realize the magnitude of the challenge America now faces when it comes to our energy supply. Even if the world's oil supply was infinite, and it's certainly not, it's not in America's interest to remain tied to the foreign sources of fuel. We cannot and should not allow the United States to have its future in the hands of other nations, regardless of whether those nations are friends or foes. And beyond the issues of national security and economic prosperity, our nation is finally beginning to wake up to the very real dangers of global warming. Ethanol is a very realistic way to reduce the impact of this threat. America's energy challenge is to produce, scratch that, to grow more of its fuel here at home so we can wean ourselves from the sources abroad and reduce the amount of CO2 we're pumping into this atmosphere. Can ethanol meet 100% of our needs? No. That's not realistic. But biofuels can play a huge part in meeting our energy needs here and in the future. Ethanol is clearly one of the portfolio of strategies that we need for the future. And working hard on the research and development is an important part of this initiative moving forward. Even if ethanol can't replace every gallon of gasoline, it's not the case that we're nearing the limit of what ethanol can do. You know, the United States today uses more than 140 billion gallons of gas every year, and only 40% of that supply has any ethanol in it. Without technological breakthroughs, we anticipate that the industry has the potential to grow to 11 billion gallons by 2012. Yet that would still be only about 8% of the fuel used in the United States, and that fuel usage is growing each and every year. So clearly, there's plenty of room to grow. So to help us move down the new path, Kansas is one of the states that have signed on to the 25 by 25 initiative, a pledge to produce 25% of our nation's energy from renewable sources by the year 2025. We've contacted the other governors, the other 35 governors from our coalition, urging them to do the same, and a number are following. This is a lofty goal, but it's one that we can and must attain if we're going to secure the future of our nation for ourselves and the future of our world for our children. Meeting this goal will take a commitment of time and of resources, and it will take new technology that will allow us to go beyond the traditional ingredients of corn and sorghum, to use grasses, plant and animal wastes, and others to fuel our vehicles. It's also a goal that can't be met without cooperation between government and industry. Just as Senators Dole and Daschle came across party lines to promote ethanol, we have to form realistic partnerships between government and industry to encourage responsible expansion of ethanol production. We can't threaten our supplies of fuel and food and water in our quest for fuel, but I believe we don't have to do that if we're smart in our investments and if we work together to continue research into even more efficient ways to produce biofuels. Just down the road from here, the University of Kansas is looking to form partnerships with producers to continue its biorefining research. The situation is being played out in universities and campuses across the country as we team up in public-private partnerships to meet the challenges of our nation's energy supply. If we're to be successful, our commitment to biofuels has to be real. It can't just be a marketing pitch or advertising slogan. Although I must say, I don't know about the rest of you, it is kind of cool to team up with the Indy car drivers, you know, as we're promoting this across the country. But the challenge requires a sustained commitment to changing the way America gets its energy. We have to face the challenge now, and we have to face it head on. Because while we have an abundance of land and sun and a surplus of know-how needed to turn into fuel, we don't have an abundance of time. This is America's challenge. It's our challenge, and it's an urgent one. Every barrel of oil we buy from abroad is another link in the chain of dependency. Every gallon of gasoline burned is another 20 pounds of carbon dioxide that's pumped into our already warming climate. We must face the challenge, and we must face it now, and we must work together. The Governor's Ethanol Coalition and I stand ready to work with you on the opportunities before us and to bring a biofuel boom to our nation. Thank you for the work you do each and every day, for being the leaders in this very critical industry. Thank you for your commitment to America's future, for good luck as you continue the conference, and I look very much forward to your new research ideas and to working with you in the future. Thank you.